we had a sofa and some chairs. It's, in our parlor, we didn't have a lot of really fine furniture because my dad had spent all his money on that house, you know, for educating us children and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
But we had some beautiful wicker rocking chairs. And my sister said she took one to Kentucky when we divided the things out of the house, different ones, you know, they got. I told them to take whatever they wanted. I just take a few little things, you know, here.
Yes, ma'am.
So, because I couldn't bring them, and I didn't think I was going to get well anyway. So I just gave her my part and their part too. So she took several of those wicker chairs, and one of the girls was having a little party one evening, and somebody was at that party and offered her $100 for that wicker chair. She didn't take it, though. She hid it after that. She said she didn't leave it out when she had, when she had just strange people coming in.
I guess so. Did people have things in their bedroom that they wouldn't have in any other place in the house?
Well, the bedrooms then were a little more different because I think people stayed in their bedrooms more. We really sat around in the bedroom at home because that we'd have a big old fire, you know, in that room, and we'd all stay in there. But nowadays, you know, people just sleep in the room, and that's about the only time you ever go in your bedroom now. Mm-hmm. You live in the den of the family room. Mm-hmm. But back in those days, you know, you had a bureau and washstand sometimes.
Is a
wardrobe. My mother had a beautiful wardrobe. One of the children got that wardrobe. One of the grandchildren got that wardrobe. Wardrobe.
Yes, ma'am.
And Papa had his plantation desk was in his room.
Is that the one with a roll top or something like that?
No, we had one like that at the old store. But this plantation desk was one that had four legs and let the top down, you know.
I see.
That's an old-fashioned, very pretty. My nephews had done it over. I saw it when I was up there, and it was just beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. That bureau that you mentioned, was that all drawers?
No, I had a mirror at the top.
Had a mirror.
You know, a little thing on each side.
Is that the same thing as what some people might call a chest of drawers?
I know a chest of drawers is a chest of drawers. It's like you have now, just drawers on up. But some people call them a dresser, but really, you know, back in the old days, you said bureau.
Bureau.
And it's really proper to say bureau, because people that had anything at all always had a bureau. A lot of people didn't have a bureau. They had what they called a dresser, which was took the place of a bureau and several other articles, you know, all at once. But a bureau was a bureau with us.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Did you ever hear people refer to their, well, what would they call things like sofas and chairs and tables? They'd say they had a lot of different kinds of
furniture.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you'd ever heard people use the word plunder or something like that for furniture.
Well, of course, a lot of furniture is just plunder. But most people not invite hardly coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. This stuff is plunder. Now, this doesn't belong to me. They would let me move these two pieces of stuff out of here and did not want me to move the bed out of my room. And they didn't let me move my chest of drawers or my bureau over here because they said they do not, most people that rent these little apartments don't stay but a month or two.
Uh-huh.
But I had come here to live my life out. I begged them to let me move these. They said they couldn't do it.
Yes,
so they don't belong to me. They belong to this little tacky apartment.
Nice.
But they finally consented for me to move my own bed because it's a four-poster and I can hold to it. I walked very poorly, you know. At that time, I didn't walk as well as I do now.
Yes, ma'am.
So they let me move my own bed over here.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Did you mention you had a wardrobe? Did you not have a built-in place to put clothes like people have nowadays in the house?
I had them in the closet sometimes. They had shelves in the closets.
Oh, you did have closets?
We had closets in our house. Now, everybody didn't have closets, but in this house that we had built here had closets
mm-hmm.
in nearly all the rooms.
Yes, ma'am. I see. What did people usually have over their windows to keep out the sunlight?
Shades.
Yeah, when you say shades, is that like a...
Window. Up and down, shades that pull up and down,
Oh, they go up and down?
You can pull them, they go up.
Oh, on the roller.
Rollers, huh.
I see. What about something made out of cloth?
We had curtains, too, And then some people had a valance across the top,
What now?
I don't know what you call them, across the top, that kept out some of the air.
Hmm.
And anyway, they were pretty. But
yes,
we didn't have any at home.
But
many of my friends did.
I see. Are curtains and drapes the same to you?
Well, usually you use curtains, in a bedroom or something like that. Drapes, I think, are more for a living room or den or a place like that,
I see.
Bigger, heavier material.
I see. In that house, was there a place that you could walk up to or climb up to right underneath the top of the house where you might store things?
Attic, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy, that little attic. We didn't ever store anything in our attic because we had so much room anyway.